USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters in Hong Kong are storming the legislative complex today to mark the anniversary to the return of Chinese rule. The protesters used metal carts, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. Demonstrators are continuing to protest against a law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried. Iran is acknowledging it has broken the limits set on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium by the 2015 nuclear deal, marking its first major departure from the agreement since the United States withdrew. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after meeting in North Korea with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News regarding that meeting.
This visit may restart stalled nuclear talks that were going nowhere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The Vatican issues a stern reminder to priests around the globe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It's reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession under any circumstances, regardless of any government attempts to get the information. The Church putting out the document Monday in apparent response to some efforts by Australia and some other governments to get priests to open up in cases of sexual abuse. The document approved by Pope Francis maintains the secret of confession comes directly from divine law and no exceptions can be made.
The plains in Midwest are under the gun for severe thunderstorms. Now, those storms could stretch all the way from North Dakota down to Texas. The worst of those storms are expected to fire up late this afternoon and continue into tonight. Meanwhile, record heat is affecting Alaska. Downtown Juneau hit 83 degrees on Saturday, breaking a record that stood for 110 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says he's offered a compromise to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to help limit the deaths of migrants making the dangerous trek to cross the U.S.-Mexico border.
About an hour with Speaker Pelosi, and here's the compromise. We'll start turning the aid back on to Central America. It is in our national security interest to help the triangle, Northern Triangle nations with their economy, with their rule of law problems. But if you don't turn off the magnets that attract people, which is our asylum laws, if you don't reform them, they'll keep coming.
Graham was speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Hot off a 2-1 victory over host nation France, U.S. Women's National Team star Kelly O'Hara has a message for all the bosses out there regarding their employees and letting them watch the game that the U.S. will play tomorrow in the semifinals versus England, which starts at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
We wrote a little note to all the bosses and supervisors to ask for employees to get the day off, and I think a lot of them listened to us, so we're excited that everybody's been super stoked and has been getting out of work to cheer us on.
O'Hara was speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. She also said in that interview that there's a lot of the players that have returned who played on previous World Cup teams, and that experience has helped them out this year in France. For more news, you can always find us on the iHeartRadio app by searching for USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.